Well, it's not a nice day outside. Sarah said it was going to rain. And I just couldn't believe her. I didn't want to check the weather. I couldn't believe her because the weather over the past few days has been absolutely gorgeous. But now, grey sky, got rain hitting our front window. I was lying in bed and I could feel the colder air. It was a lot fresher this morning. That was the rain dampening down the pollen in the air. I'm completely zonkoed. The tablets make it very hard to wake up. Kind of enjoy the solitude of the house when wife and children are out at play groups or whatever they're at. I've got a whine of the dryer and washer maybe, I don't know. Definitely a dryer. It's very windy outside. And I'm really surprised that I can't hear more of the effect the wind is having. Because the trees outside are moving quite a lot with the wind. Aircraft from Boscombe Down testing radar stuff and landing systems and that's taken me 17 minutes to come to this kind of alertness back to normal. I've got a friend who I'm really worried about. My wife's just texted me about him. I'm really, really worried about him. He's going through a tough time as well. And he's at work, and I don't think he should be at work. And I am talking about a friend and not me, incidentally. I need to see him. I saw him on, he came round on. Tuesday night. He came round on Tuesday saying that he'd, he wanted me to go with him to where. Pick up an MG, an MGF that he bought for spares for his current MGF. So, Lord knows how much he paid for it, but I said, Sarah had organised a babysitter for our children so that Sarah and I could go to the gym, and I had to let him down. I could see the disappointment in his face, in his eyes. And it wasn't about going to get the car. He just wanted to spend time with me. Because I don't think he's got anybody to talk to. I am worried about him. They kind of dominate, that subject kind of dominates my thoughts. I don't understand why I'm yawning. But I've got so much to do. It's all about one thing at a time, isn't it? Do you know, I'm a fan of making lists about thing, you know, tasks and jobs that have to be done. I like that. I like it because, oh, he's just texted me. Oh, he's texted me back. Good. It's nice to see when you cross off the lists. It's progress, isn't it? I think it's a bit of a primitive thing, that. The motorhome's on my mind. I'm desperate to fit these LED strip lights and the little tea taps that I bought are quite literally too little. They're too small. If I clamp one of the tea taps over the wire that I want electricity from, it'll end up cutting it in half. I didn't realise that cable was as thick as it was, so I've bought some kind of a different type of tap, which is far less maintenance actually. And there was me the other day flipping soldering, and oh god, it was a nightmare. The kids were the two kids who are sitting in kiddie seats in the motorhome sit on a cushion which is removable. Underneath that cushion is in the seat box is the water heater. There's actually quite a lot of space in there to put other things, but I don't want to because there's a lot of tubing and cabling. And I thought, no, I'm not going to put anything in there as for storage. Just in case, with the movement of the vehicle, it knocks something off. But that seat cushion just keeps slipping off, slipping forward, and I'm constantly pushing it back in. So the other day I used the last of my super heavy duty Velcro to stick Velcro on the underside of the cushion and on top of the seat box lid, and so hopefully that won't move. I'm so chuffed with the new battery. The vehicle seems like a new vehicle. The engine's completely different. So there was something seriously wrong. And there's no overheating anymore. So, you know, I've had that problem since I bought the vehicle, overheating. You know, if I got on any gradient, that temperature gauge would go right up into that danger zone, and we would be there with the fans on and the heat on, blowing hot heat through the cabin out the window. The old trick. And it would help to an extent, but I was always worried. But now with the new battery and the new earthing cable, that's obviously fixed the problem, so I'm so happy. That's such a weight off my mind. I need to put the... I've got a little magnetic gas bottle level guesser thing, you know. Tells you how much gas is in the bottle. It's the cheapest kind of gauge I could have bought. You can buy gauges which will accurately give you the exact amount of gas in the bottle, but I think they're fairly expensive. Well, I say fairly expensive. Anything for a motorhome is expensive. I bought a water filler cap, you know, you know, you take the water filler cap off the outside and screw this one on, and it's got a kind of an attachment for your garden hose kind of thing, you know, just clicks on. Well, that thing was 25 quid. It's a bit of plastic. I want to get rid of the minging green curtains that are in there. And as Tamara discovered, just on Monday, the seat covers are all zip-off seat covers. And yet again, it gave me the idea of getting rid of those horrible beigey brownie seat covers. I don't know why they do that in a motorhome. And get some new ones, but they're so expensive. You know, to have new seat covers costs anything between £400 and £1,000. Then again, everything in a motorhome is expensive. And I desperately want to get rid of the seats in the front and have fairly decent captain's chairs, but I'm finding that difficult at the minute. I'm finding it difficult to find seats that will go in. But they'll be 500 quid each. I've got to empty the cassette out of the toilet in the motorhome. We were driving in it on Monday, and we could smell the toilet. And to be honest, well, you know, embarrassingly, I didn't change it when we came home from our last trip. Change it, empty it. So I really want to clean it properly, but it's really difficult to clean it because, you know, the chemicals that you pour inside that cassette are, they kind of stain the inside. Now, don't get me wrong, the chemicals are okay. They smell nice. But invariably, when they mix with human waste, it stains the plastic on the inside, so it's not, you know, I suppose if you leave it, it's a terrible smell, but I think I need to do that today. Get some bleach in there. I'm going to do that now, I think. Oh, it's starting raining really heavily outside. It
It's hitting this front window. We've never had rain hitting this front window ever. So that's east, southeast, and southeast that rain's coming from. The wind's blowing from that direction. That is bizarre. I mean, it's hitting the window directly. Don't get me wrong that when I say that we've never had rain hitting that window before. We have, but it's just been kind of just a few drips. This has, like, covered the window. And when the rain hits the back window, that means we know the weather's bad. And it's going to be cold. But Sarah and I were saying just yesterday, even though the weather was beautiful, there was still a bit of a nip in the wind, in that breeze. You know, it was still cold. It wasn't cool, it was cold. Right, I need to get going. Thirsty. My legs are aching this morning, but it's a nice feeling from being in the gym. I've missed that feeling. Cross training? On the cross trainer and the Watt bike. What a name. Watt bike. It was just nice sitting here looking out the window at the trees blowing that silver birch over there. Come to think of it, that's a really big silver birch. I've never actually quite taken much notice of it before. Right, let's do it.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.